You know, it all started out, in 2010, started out as Earth Day Dallas. Travel Escrow was asked to take it over and turn it into something. He turned it into Earth Day Texas, which became EarthX, which became an enormous outdoor expo. And now it's become an enormous meeting of congresses. And there's a television network that's viewed by 60 million people around the world. Travel Crow has been busy, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave. Good to talk to you.
That's a remarkable accomplishment in a very short period of time. And I know you're excited about this year for Earth Day, and around Earth Day, you have this big Congress of Conferences that's coming up and talk about all the issues, but also you're broadening out these issues. It's not just, you're talking about a lot more than you did in 2010.
Well, the event actually has more subjects and verticals than any other environmental conference in the world. But I think that's because it's pro-business.
And that's the way you bring in a really a disparate group. That's one of the intriguing things is you've always had, you know, Republicans and Democrats and deniers and not believers all brought into the same audience.
Some people would say business is the problem. And some people would say business is the solution. And I say it's both.
So but the idea is to put everybody together. Talk about the issues that are out there right now. And in particular, my sense, and I know you're going to tell me I'm wrong, but my sense is right now there's been a pushback and that there has been some backtracking on the environment. Electric cars are not quite as fashionable as they used to be. And it seems like there's a pushback on some of the energy solutions and, you know, people advocating coal and hydrocarbons that worked a year ago. It seems more popular to speak out against the environment rather than for it.
I think it's kind of a natural cycle of conversations, you know, coming on strong and then feedback, clawback. But the politics has caused a great deal of it. The technological breakthroughs are about to happen, and we just cannot slow down on hydrogen, on nuclear. We cannot. Renewable energy is not going to do it. You know, we've got to have nuclear. But there are so many mixed signals. There's this controversy on Wall Street about ESG is good, is no good. They swing back and forth. Of course, ESG is good. E is environment. G is good governance. Nobody's going to invest in a corporation that doesn't have good governance. And sustainability means saving money.
You all are, I know, talking a lot about the future of methane and natural gas. Is there a future for methane and natural gas in this country?
Of course there is. I happen to not feel quite as optimistic about that. I do think it's someday it's going to run out. We need to save our assets under the ground for future purposes that we don't even know about. But we have to get to work tomorrow, too.
So what are the tools that could be used in this? I was reading a piece out there about that artificial intelligence maybe could have been a preventive of that horrible wildfire, the largest wildfire in Texas history that took place in the Panhandle, incorporating artificial intelligence.
You're totally right. But in that case, it's also policy. If I may say, it's been Democrats and Republicans who have mismanaged forests, but the Biden administration and the state of California do not let you remove brush from national forests, and that's what causes wildfires. Climate is a small part.
So what's the role then that you can play in this right now? Is it just pulling everybody together and getting a dialogue going?
Well, here from Dallas, we actually do. You know, Dallas is the fourth largest city in America now. Coast to coast, we convene right and left. We have Democratic and Republican senators on the stage at the same time, which you don't realize how novel that is until you go to Washington and you see that they don't. E-Capital Summit has technology and investors, venture capital, family offices. We also have an ocean conference that does the thing. $6 billion has been raised for the companies that got their first funding here for innovation.
You talked about the role of family offices. I've never heard of that before. Tell me about how are family offices involved in the environment?
Well, investments. And here in Texas, you'll talk to a family office and says, oh, I guess you're right. My wind farm is green. He's not thinking about that kind of green. He's thinking the other. The big backing on climate over the years, I would say, has come from family offices to foundations and climate groups. They are so disenchanted with the progress they've made on climate that they're funneling money back to improve the bipartisanism of our government.
So is that the key, is to make the environment, right, on the one hand, the right thing to do, but also make it profitable?
It already is. And so, yes, with energy, with consumer brands, with retailers, nuclear has to happen. And it is affordable now with small modular nuclear.
Yeah.
But you were talking about the slowdowns and all these things. And I'd say it's because of government policy and not climate deniers, but just green deniers who don't realize this is the most profitable industry of the future. If you can call environment an industry, it touches urbanism, industry, circular economy, everything.
You've got who is it? You were telling me the Rotary Club is involved in this?
The Rotary Club, with 35,000 chapters, 4 years ago made environment the seventh pillar of its work. So these are business people all over the world working on wetlands or plastic on the beaches or even climate.
So what role will they play? How do they do it? They fund it, or they actively
on a small local community basis, each chapter for its own. A Young President's Organization, I don't know how many committees it has on environmental matters, but a major global committee on conservation. The Boy Scouts of America must have 30 patches that are directly environment. You know that. The oil companies are going to profit by the future of energy. Logistics companies, yeah.
So I know we talked a little bit about artificial intelligence even playing, which is sort of the new hot thing, playing a role in the environment. But is technology, can you use technology to save the environment?
Can't happen without it. There are two ancient points of view ever since the beginning of our mess, and that's technology will save it. And the other one is just we have to scrimp and save and deprive ourselves of you know, consumption. We have to do both. Without technology, without nuclear, we're stuck. AI, I can't articulate that very well, but it'll touch every field, even the forest fires.
So what's the next big thing? What is the next thing to work on right now for you?
Well, it's energy. We're the energy capital in Texas. The oil and gas companies, I don't know if it's most or many, try to be more efficient and less polluting. The big companies do it the best. So our next move is to help turn Texas light green. If Texas turns light green, America will turn dark green.
So how do you do? Do you do this through legislation and forcing them to do it, or somehow bringing them along to the cause and showing that it's the right thing to do?
Yeah, we're still in the phase of bringing them along, exposing them, rubbing off on them. But like I say, a lot of those Republicans and Democrats in Austin would like to be able to do the right thing. Right. They just don't know how. So we're educating them.
Well, and that takes us back to where we are, for the month of April. Third week of April, you've got people coming from all over the country, I guess all over the world, for this EarthX symposium, this Congress of Conferences. So what do we expect there? What are the issues?
Energy, circular economy, recycling. This is all cost-cutting measure. Nuclear, we'll have Susan Eisenhower. No, excuse me, we will not. We'll have Chuck Fleischman, the head of most of the nuclear subcommittees in Congress, and Brandon Williams, the only nuclear engineer in Congress. But ocean health, wildlife conservation, But innovation and technology is a big, big part of it.
Primal Crow is the founder of EarthX and all of the components thereof, which seem to be growing exponentially and getting ready to host the Congress of Conferences. We wish you a lot of luck. It's always fun to talk.
Thank you, Dave. Good to see you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot for more of
our conversation. See you at the event.
I will. We'll see you at the Anatole, third week of April. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.